Works and Housing Minister Designate Samuel Atacha has lauded the Mahama-led government for continuing work on uncompleted affordable housing projects started by the erstwhile Kufu administration. Appearing before Parliament's Appointments Committee, Mr. Atacha said he will ensure that unfinished projects by past governments are completed before new ones begin to prevent unnecessary cost overruns and abuse of national resources.
I affirm in the positive that it is my heart because of unnecessary cost overrun. We cannot live in a country in which serious projects, high infrastructure value, are leverageries of the weather, and then we come back where one. So I laud the NDC government for tackling part of what President Kufuor left. I promise you also that when I'm approved, I'll push before cabinet that in terms of Article 35(7), which is a constitutional provision, and the sense of it is also captured in this great book, a manifesto, as far as practical, the succeeding government should complete the project of the outgoing government so that we avoid cost overrun and abuse of national resources. So we will look at it first. I might even push further to say that we do not start any project until all the old ones have been completed, delivered to the good people of Ghana before we start fresh.
Mr. Atacha said he will ensure a reduction in the housing deficit by making good use of the SNET funds. He said with the reintroduction of special purpose banks like the Bank for Housing, interest on mortgage will be reduced to enable the ordinary Ghanaian to acquire affordable houses.
One of the things I believe is to have multiple mainstreams of mortgage financing in the country. I will propose that SNET should do a good job by setting aside a good chunk of the pool of money collected on behalf of Ghanaians to address that problem.
So you intend to use pension funds to address the housing deficit. Is that the case?
Certainly. It is very, very important. In fact, we can use pension funds to leverage financing, which will cushion the ordinary Ghanaian from the hardship of high interest rates in terms of any mortgage. And bear in mind, we will also find special purpose banks. I've just investigated the collapse of the Bank for Housing and Construction. The Bank for Housing and Construction was a special purpose bank to help with mortgage arrangement. If you care to know, the ordinary commercial banks we have in the country, they want a quick return on their money. You hardly find a commercial bank that will say that, oh, would you want to take this loan, pay me in 25 years? No, there's no one that you can find. But if you have a special purpose bank like Bank for Housing and Construction, they understand the essence of mortgage, and then they can come and help you, give you a good mortgage arrangement, and then...
Honourable Member, you have given us sufficient information.
Mr. Atacha advised his colleague politicians to guard against rumour mongers and love their neighbours as themselves, as well as care about the integrity of others.
We should be very careful about the reputation politicians, because people love to use our names for all manner of things. Become blackmailed, you know that you don't have a defence. In the court of public opinion, you'll be guilty before they even find you. If you love your neighbour as yourself, care about the integrity and the reputation of your neighbour.
Maybe I should engage you, don't broadcast on my behalf.